Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me
down. You got it. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So, you know, folks, every week we post a survey, a poll, an online poll on the website, in our newsletter, and it's up on our social media, and a lot of folks take it. And we ask you a different question every week. Thank you to all those of you who participate, who contribute to it. We thank you for that very much. And it helps us know what's going on. And we mix it up. I write all the questions. I write all the questions and the proposed answers, the possible answers. So if you don't like them, you can blame me. I do the poll every week. And then as you know, after the poll, after we get our results, the next week I talk to you about it on the show, which I'm about to do right now. So last week, our online polls asked this question. Now that Donald Trump is the presumptive GOP nominee, what do you think? And one of the options was, I'm happy Trump is the nominee, and I think he'll win. 45%, almost half of you said that. And 25%, about a fourth of you said, I'm not happy about Trump, plus I don't think he can win. So fourth of you don't like Trump and you think he's not going to win. Almost a third of you said President Donald is slightly less troubling than President Hillary. So I guess that's good news for Donald. But nobody said, I'm not going to vote. We gave you the option. I'm not going to vote, and no one chose that option. So I'm happy to see that. I'm glad to see that. Well, the good news is for Donald Trump is that half, as I said, half of you like him, almost half like him. The bad news is that our respondents seem to mirror the other responses to his presidential bid in many of the state contests, meaning that he, of course, more recently he's gotten a supermajority in the 60% range. But when he had some competition, he was often even when he won, if he had any competition, he was often in the, you know, 30 to 40% range, 20 to 30, 40% range. Which is to say that even though he may have won the contest, he was just the one with the most votes, did not mean that, it also meant that more people voted against him than voted for him. So now that we've got a presumptive nominee, and think about that, 6-8 months ago, where 17 people were running for a Republican candidacy, for the Republican ticket, who would have thought that by now we'd be down to one? And who would have thought that it would be Donald Trump, right? A year ago, no one was calling that. So, but now that we've got him, maybe I'm hoping that what he'll be able to do for all of us, for democracy's sake, not because I'm a supporter of his necessarily, but I'm looking forward to him focusing on the general election stuff, so we can finally get some clarity on what kind of a president Donald Trump would be. What does he really stand for? Because as you know, folks, running for the candidacy and running for being the candidate and running for the election are two different races. For example, as you know, Hillary she's got Bernie Sanders. I mean, think about that. 8 months ago, two people running for the Democrats, and one of them is a 74-year-old avowed socialist. And on the other side, 16 people with a half a dozen governors, well-known governors, highly successful governors, who would have thought that the Democrats would have been the one in disarray right now? And they are in disarray because Bernie just won Oregon. He may have won Kentucky. It's too close to call, even now. So think about that. Talk about no momentum. Hillary's got no momentum. Who would have thought that 6-8 months ago? This is an election cycle unlike anything anybody's ever seen. It's out of Bizarro World. Remember that? Remember those cartoon, those comic books where everything is opposite Bizarro World? Surely the way this thing has turned out is opposite of what anybody expected. But I'm looking forward to the contest where the two candidates, whoever they are, can go at each other and can lay out their vision for the future. I'm ready to get through with the primaries and see what the future will hold with these two candidates. But I will tell you this, more and more we continue to live in America the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Boy, howdy, are we living in interesting times right now, where a billionaire TV personality, raconteur, can win the nomination on the Republican in the Republican, and a 74-year-old avowed socialist can still be threatening the anointed Democratic person in the form of Hillary Clinton. If that's not interesting times, I don't know what is. I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away. And I'll be at your side
forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.